heaven. Our Lord and Savior, God and Jesus in heaven, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. That's our promise, and amen. Give God praise this morning, church. I spoke to a deacon who was in our church for a long time, and I texted him, and we talked for a second on Facebook, or texting, I don't do Facebook, and he said, I'm so glad that your church is having people and having services. I want you to understand how special this is, what we have here, that we're able to come into our church and be together in our church, amen, how special that is, and we're just grateful to God that he's allowed this to happen. We're going to do the Advent, the week number 3, Marilyn and Chuck, you have people picked out. Marilyn and Deacon Sergio. Praise the Lord as we do the Advent. I want to include everybody and everything in the church. If you would.
Want me to just say it? I'll try to say it loudly.
Yep.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, in peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from the time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Today, we relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope and the candle of peace. Now, we light the third candle, the candle of joy. We joyfully praise you, O Lord, for the fulfillment of your promise of the Savior and what that means in our lives. Thank you for the gift of salvation through the birth of your Son, Jesus. Create us anew as we wait, and help us to see your glory as you fill our lives with your love, living spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brian's not here today, but he mentioned last week, I didn't know you guys did Advent. I said, yeah, we try to include everything that we can about Jesus, and we think it's a beautiful thing. And Marilyn and Chuck do this for us every year. They're in charge of that. Can we give them a nice hand for all their work and everything? So we talked about the ministry of helps for 1 second. That's where people come and help the ministry, and that's the greatest ministry in a church, any church you see. Marilyn picks up the sandwiches that you're going to eat later on at fellowship. Marilyn does the bulletin. Marilyn did the Advent, so you can understand the work that Chuck and Marilyn do for us. Can we give them another bit of praise? Praise the Lord. And she also picks out the responsive reading. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Oh, wait, let's try that again. Come on, guys, because the word therefore means it is. Let's try that again. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Go. You hear that, brothers and sisters? Everything you think is happening in this country, I want you to understand. Therefore, we will not what? Fear. Though its waters roars and be troubled, though the mountains shake and it's swelling. You. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just as the break of dawn. You understand, that's you. God is in the midst of you. You shall not be moved. God shall help you. Ready? Just at the break of dawn, when you think everything is gone, all hope is gone, when you feel your hands letting go of the rope, is when God catches you. Sometimes he lets you get to that point so you know that you didn't have anything to do with it. Your friend didn't. Your brother didn't. Nobody did. It was God, and God wants it that way. Understand, that's how he works. He wants it that way. So where anything happens in your life, you have to say, it was God who did it for me. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Here we are. Ready for the, how many ready for the quiz? Are we all ready for the quiz? Here we go. What did Elisha do to make the waters good to drink? Now, Elisha came and they said, Elisha, the water is fresh, but it's not good to drink. So what did he do? He said, you needed to do something. So did Elisha pray for the water? Did he pray over the water? Did he put salt in the water? Did he put salt in the water maker? Or did he place his hand in the waters and stir up the stones? What did Elisha do to make the water safe to drink? How many think he prayed over the water? Anybody? A. B. He put salt in it. B. Or C. He placed his hands in the water and stirred up the stones. How many think that? In the book of 2 Kings, it says, as my Lord sees, the water is bad. And he said, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. According to Isaiah, y'all remember Isaiah, the book of Isaiah. According to Isaiah, how does the Lord say he will destroy Egypt? This is in the book of Isaiah. Does he say he's going to bring a plague against Egypt? Does he say he's going to bring a ball of fire and send down that ball of fire? Or does he say a civil war? Well, according to Isaiah, how does the Lord say he will destroy Egypt? How many think a plague? How many think by a ball of fire from heaven? How many think civil war? Dave, did you answer any of those three? Or just, I didn't see your hand going up. Isaiah 19. Isaiah predicts the destruction of Egypt due to a civil war. Understand that. Inside the circle. Nothing outside the circle. It was inside the circle. Isaiah said that the wicked are like what? The wicked are like what? Are they like dark skies? Are they like raging rivers? Or are they like the troubled sea? How many think Isaiah said the wicked are like what? Dark skies. You know how obvious that is, no? How about raging rivers? Anybody think it's like raging? How many like the troubled sea? And Isaiah said, which cannot... Isaiah said that the wicked are like the troubled sea, which cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. So there you go. Give yourself a little hand there. Good job, everybody. I got more, but we're good. Let's pray together. Can we just pray together for a minute? Here's the prayer for today. Lord, bless us. Lord, bless this house. Bless those in attendance. Bless those who sacrifice, but Lord, you bless us. In Jesus' name I pray. If you would, hear our prayer, Lord.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thy ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Amen and amen. Give God praise in this house. That's what he loves, praise. Say, Pastor, that was a short prayer. You betcha. You know why? Because God's not into long prayers with lots of words. He's into one prayer. And I ask God to do what to us? I ask God to bless us. And if God blesses you, what will you not have? If God blesses you, what is it you won't have? Amen? Can I get an amen? If God blesses your house today, what is it you'll be lacking? The word is nothing. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say hi to Lily. Lily said that it was fun to come to church, and that made my heart happy. So I'm thinking this might be something that she might enjoy today, and I hope you all enjoy, because none of us, how many are too old to learn anything? No, that's not, David is, I don't know, Marty, that's not, you see the trouble I go through here? How many without sin, just curious, David, put your hand down. No, let it be known that David did not lift his hand up, Marty did. So, let me ask you, how do I get mentioned in this book? What do I got to do to get mentioned in this book? You know, if God comes out with volume 2, I want to be, how do I got to do? Who are the famous? What does it take? How do I get in volume 2? How do I get God to see me? How do I get, you all say that. But what can I do to be mentioned in His Word? Imagine that. What do you, must be something great. You know, the great men of the Bible. What can we do? What will God see? You know, you all remember the great men in the Bible. How many remember the Abraham? How many remember Abraham? Well, we can't be Abraham, and we can't be Moses, and we can't be Noah, we can't be David, we can't be Elijah, we can't be Paul, Peter, or John. So I ask you again today, how can I do? What do I got to do to get mentioned in this book? In volume 2, if God comes out with volume 2, I want Him to talk about me, but what can I do? How many feel that way? You ever, anything, you know? So let's think about that for, what can I do? Who was mentioned in this book? The centurion, not you, Fred.
No, I was going to say some pretty wicked people are mentioned in the book.
Pretty wicked people, I mean. What about the centurion? Anybody remember the centurion? He comes to Jesus, and he says, my man is home, and he's paralyzed. He's in torment of pain. Would you pray for him? And Jesus says, I'll come right now. And he said, oh, no. No, you don't have to come to my house. I'm not worthy of you coming into my house. But I know how it works, and I believe who you are. And if you just pray for him, he will be healed. What did Jesus say to him? No greater faith have I found in Israel. What's the centurion's name? We don't know, right? Where he lived, you don't know. You don't know anything about him, but guess where he's mentioned? In the Bible. So what got him into the Bible? His faith. How about the woman at the well? Anybody? Oh, but we preached on the woman at the well. Remember the woman at the well? Jesus meets the woman at the well. And he says, you talking to me? Why are you talking to me? And if he said, if you knew who I was, you wouldn't ask for water. I'd give you the living water. And so she went back and told her family and her friends. And they got saved. What's the woman's name? I forgot. You mean they don't? It's not worthy. What? They don't even know who she is. But she's mentioned in the Bible. She got her friends saved, her family saved, because she talked about who? Jesus. She's mentioned in the Bible. And what was it that saved her? Her what? Her faith. Holy cow, wait a minute. You mean I don't have to get a boat and save the whole world? I don't have to be the father of all nations like Abraham? How do I get mentioned in this? How about the 10 lepers? How many remember the 10 lepers that he cleansed them all? How many came back? Guess what? He got mentioned. He got mentioned in here. One of them came back and said what to Jesus? Thank you. What? All you got to do is say thank you to Jesus and you get a mention in this book. How many want to thank him more now because volume 2 is coming out? She said, the one came back and he said, thank you. He said, go. And he praised him and he talked about him. What was his name? Oh, you didn't know. How about the woman with the flow of blood? Remember that? That was a great story to me. That she just thought. She fought against. The Bible says she spent everything she had. She must have been a woman of wealth. She spent a lot of money. And she couldn't. Nobody could heal her. And she just said, what did she say? If only I could touch the hem of his garment. If only I could not even see him. If only I could just touch his garment. And she reached down and he said, what happened? And they said, what are you talking about? Nothing. Nobody. Who touched me? He said, who touched you? There's a lot of people here. He said, no, but somebody touched. I felt virtue leave from me. And what did he say to that woman when her bleeding stopped? Your faith made you well. What was her name? You don't know her name either. But she's in the Bible. So you don't have to be Moses and Abraham. You don't have to be David. Not that David. You don't have to be Joseph. You don't have to save the world. What saved her? Your faith has made you well. What was her name?
I don't know.
Well, we do know one person. Remember Mary and Martha? We talked about them last week. Remember Mary and Martha? Martha, Jesus comes over. Martha's doing all the cleaning. She's doing all the cooking and all this. And what's Mary doing? Sitting at her feet. Sitting at Jesus' feet, Jesus saw, and Martha gets all upset. Hey, look, can't you see all the work I'm doing and all the distractions I got? And why don't you yell at her? Tell her to help me. And he said, she's chosen the right thing. What else do we know about Mary and Martha? Anybody? What did they do for a living? How many people did they save? What great thing did they build? Bridges? What did they do? We don't know anything about them except that they're in what book? this book? What do I got to do to get in this book? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What in the world do I got to do? The book of Luke tells us this. What do I got to do? Lily, great things. You got to do great things. You got to be like the greatest. No, you don't. You just have to have one little thing to be mentioned in God's book. And it doesn't matter how old or young you are. Can I get an amen? It doesn't matter how many years you walk with. We don't know any of these people. We don't know how many times they did anything. We just know that their faith made them well. That he saw no greater faith. And the fact that she just thought, I can touch his garment. If you have faith like that, folks, let me tell you, your faith will make you well. But we see in Luke, in the 23rd chapter, there was also two others, criminals, led with him to be put to death. To be put to where?
Death.
And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right hand and the other on his left hand. And Jesus said, forgive them, for they do not know what they didn't know what they did. For they do not know what they do. Forgive them. Anybody remember where the apostles were when this was going on? All the people that were walking with Jesus? Anybody remember? They ran. They were hiding. There was John and Jesus' mother at the cross. Peter was gone. James was gone. They were all hiding. They were all afraid. They thought that it was the end. Amen? They thought this was the end. We thought that Jesus was going to come and do all these mighty things, and there he is on the cross, and he's going to die. We better run. We better hide. They walked with him. Can I get an amen? They walked with him. They talked with him. They touched him. They saw the miracles. Yet when he was put on the cross, what did they think was going to happen? He was going to die. That was the end of the kingdom. Never get mentioned in this book. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answered, rebuking him, saying, do you not even fear God? Did you ever read that before? He said, do you not even fear God? What did he call Jesus? Where were the disciples? Gone. Who did they think he was? A man. What did this criminal, this man who was getting killed for a crime, what did he call him? God. He said, do you not even fear God, seeing you're under the same condemnation? Listen, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds. He wasn't saying he was innocent. He was saying, I'm guilty. Anybody here can say you're guilty, amen? I'm guilty of any sins, but he said it. He admitted it. I'm guilty. We're guilty of what we're facing. We're receiving the due for our rewards. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, you ready? What word he used? Ready? Lord. Where were the disciples? And what did he call him?
Lord.
This criminal, this sinner, this man who deserved justice to be dead on the cross. He said, Lord. And he answered this beautiful 9 words, this prayer. I said this morning, the prayer this morning was, God bless us. Listen to this 9 words, this prayer. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Come into your what? Into your, what do you mean, remember me when you come in? Where were the disciples? This guy wants to go with Jesus where? To his kingdom. Did he walk with Jesus? Was he with Jesus? Did he even know? He calls him God and Lord, and he says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The other guys thought that that was the end of the battle. They lost. They gave up. They ran away. Here's this guy on the cross ready to die, looking at him and say, remember me when you come into your kingdom. 9 words. What a prayer, amen? What a powerful prayer. He gets mentioned in here. He's a criminal. How many are sinners here? Amen? We all fall short. This man's a criminal admitting his guilt. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Anybody ever hear the expression first fruits? We've talked about that in the Bible. Y'all know what that means. The first of your product, the first fruits that come out, you give God the best, you give Jesus the best. You give him the best of the best, the first lamb, the pure lamb. You give him the best oxen, the best tomatoes, the best fruit. Whatever you harvest, you give God the best. Amen. It's called first fruits. They give the first. How many have ever realized that this criminal, this sinner, thank you, Lord, forgive me, Lord, this sinner became first fruits with Jesus? You know how I know that? Listen to what he says. And you all know this. Maybe you didn't see it this way. Jesus said to him, assuredly, no doubt, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. You will be with me in paradise today. First fruits. Was it? You think it would have been Moses. You think it would have been all these other people that we celebrate and we read about. But it was a sinner. He forgave him. Today, you'll be with me in paradise. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has healed you. No greater faith has I seen in the world. What do I need to get into this book? Thank you, Lord. God granted him his request. How about that? Amen. God granted him his request. Say, Lord, bless our house. Lord, bless our people. How can I get in this book? Does anybody ever read the book of Chronicles in the Bible? It's in the Old Testament, the book of Chronicles. It's nearly impossible to read the first few chapters. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because it's the genealogies of Israel. The first one is the family of Adam. Begot who begot, they begot this one, begot that one, had that one over there. And you just finally get reading that, and all of a sudden you get to the family of Ishmael. He begot that, begot the begot. Okay, what am I reading here? What am I? And then it continues. The family of Keturah, the family of Isaac. You turn the page. You get to 2 Chronicles, and it's the family of Israel again. Judah to David, begot this one, begot that one, begot. How can you read that? What am I reading? I'm reading all these things like I'm reading history of begetting and begotten. This one, the son of Ethan was Azariah. Okie dokie. And then you get to the family of Hezron and the family of Jeremiah. And then you get to 3. Holy God, we're in 3. And it's the family of David. What am I reading? This is like my head is the family of David begot this one. I'm not kidding you. It says these are sons of David who were born in Hebron. The firstborn was Ammon. And it goes on. And the 6th was born to him in Hebron. And then the family of Solomon. This is Chronicles. And then it gets to chapter 4 in Chronicles. The family of Judah in Chronicles. Genealogy. Until it gets to chapter 4, verse 9. All of a sudden, there's somebody here. Not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. How did he get in the Bible? What did he do to get in the Bible? Anybody know his name? Just curious. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. In the middle of it, I'm reading now, it says chapter 4, verse 9, after all the begetting and the begotten continues to Simeon and Reuben, but there's a little thing right here. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. What was wrong with his brothers? Nothing. Nothing wrong with his brothers. They didn't say whether they sinned or whether they're good people or bad people. The Bible just says he was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bore you in pain. The word Jabez means bore in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. He did what? He prayed. He got mentioned in the Bible. Because he did what? He prayed. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. That your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. That's it. That's his prayer. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Jabez cried out to who? God. This is, by the way, if you look in your Bible, if you ever want to read it, it's called the prayer of Jabez. This was the prayer of a man. Simply, we only know him because he was more honorable than his brothers. Note again, we don't know anything about his brothers. We don't know their names, what they did. We don't know if they were good or bad. It doesn't matter. He just said he was more honorable. And he cried out to who? God. Hallelujah. He didn't do great things. He was not Moses, David, Solomon, or Noah. He didn't do great things. Why are we talking about him? Because he did the most important thing. The most important thing. What did he do? Prayed to who? God. Oh, that you would bless me. Right? If God blesses you, do you know how great your life is? If you find blessings in your life, God's not going to bless you with bad things, thorns and briars, amen? So he's saying, God bless me. If that one thing, if he just left it there, everything would be added to it, but he didn't stop there. He went to the second part of his prayer. Let your hand be with me. Let your hand be with me. This man prayed those two things. Let your hand be with him. Because if his hand was with him, if God's hand is with you, all your things are going to be what? Blessed. All the things. He said, enlarge my territory. He wasn't looking for like more wealth. He was just wanting to be able to reach out, to have greater things, to have a blessing from God. Enlarge my family. Enlarge my inheritance. Enlarge what I can do for others. Enlarge me, Lord. You bless me and enlarge me. And then also says that, let your hand be with me. If God's hand is with you, how many things you going to worry about? Church? None. Why? Because you're praying to who? God. How did this guy get his name in the book? All he was he's better than his brothers, and he just prayed to God. God's blessing would enlarge his territory. His hand on him would keep him from harm and from pain. Are you ready for the answer? What did God say? Right here. So God granted him what he requested. How do you get in this book? Faith. How do you get in this book? Believe. Trust. Pray. You pray to God. Not with thousands of words. The criminal on had 9 words. This man just had this little prayer. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. That your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. God granted him that. He made it into the Bible with that prayer. God granted his wish. How do I get into volume 2? How do I get God to see me today? Anybody got plans for later? You want God to see what you're doing? Anything you want God? How many want to be blessed later? You got a little shopping stuff you'd want God to? Well, ask him. Ask him with faith. Say, Lord, bless me. Lily's got to go to work. She needs blessing for protection. She needs blessing for strength. She needs blessing to keep her spirit up. So we ask God to bless her. I ask God to bless you. I ask God to bless this church today. That simple. Lord, if you bless this church and these people in it, then these people are going to be okay. Enlarge our territory. Enlarge our church, Lord. We're calling on you. You're the only one that can do it. How many have tried to bring people to church? How many have asked people to come? We've tried over and over and over again. It's God that will open doors and bring people to this church. We got to continue to ask, continue to try, but it's our spirit of faith that we have to show. Because it says in Hebrews, are you ready for this? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Isn't that enough right there? Without faith. So to get into this book, the first thing you have is faith. And it says faith moves mountains. It's your faith that moves the mountain. Mark 11:22 said, and Jesus said to them, have faith in God. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures how long?
Forever.
So you give thanks. The 10 lepers, he healed all of them. How many came back? One. To do what? Thank him. And that got him mentioned in the first volume. Imagine. He just said, thank you, Lord. He came back and said, thank you. You want to get in the second volume? Thank him. Thank Him for what you... Don't worry about the virus. The virus is going to take care of itself, whether you do it or whatever you do. But you can't fight it. You can't. You just have to pray, God bless me. Keep me safe. You have to do the right things. You have to be careful. But you can't change that. But God can keep you in a place of safety. How many know that? You look around this church and see these same people every Sunday. God is blessing this ministry, blessing His people. Amen. It doesn't mean that tomorrow something might happen, because that's the world. Amen. But faith moves the mountain. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks. There's hundreds of scriptures about thanking Him. Thanking Him. And when you pray, you're supposed to do what? Believe. And when you believe, you're supposed to do what? Thank Him for the answer before comes. The song we sang, till the answer comes, I'm going to keep praying. Until the answer comes. That's what you do. And you thank Him as you're praying, that you have the ability to pray, that He hears you when you pray. And yet, hallelujah. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. The centurion said, I implore you. He called Him Lord. He knew. He knew. My servant is lying sick at home, paralyzed, fearfully tormented. I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Shouldn't that make you say, I want to get in volume 2, my faith better be a little stronger? It doesn't mean, folks, when you leave here today, it's going to be perfect and all your problems are going to be solved. No, but you're going to be in a different place. See, when you move to a different place, all those problems have to change. It's like a whole puzzle. When you're doing something, you're taking a step, so you're leaving something else vacant behind you, and something else has to change behind you. And you let God change that. But you change. You walk closer to God. Something else behind you will change. You just believe God, and something else behind you will have to change. You say thank you to people. You say God bless you to people. You move those mountains. I remember Pastor Grace used to say all the time, sometimes when you say God bless you to somebody and they start crying, say, what's the matter? Said, I've been having a bad day and I didn't even know if God heard me. And then you come and ask God to bless me. And it changes their life forever. You can change people's lives forever. Unfortunately, it doesn't make life perfect. Amen? It doesn't mean that when you leave, everything's going to be perfect. But it means that you're going to be in a different place to face these things. And you want to get mentioned in this book? You want to do great things in this book? Faith. Great faith. And thank you. That's how you get mentioned in volume 2. Give Him praise this morning. Sure. Dad, why did the Yankees win the World Series all the time? I don't know. The Book of Larry, read it. Thank you, Lord. My mom used to tell me, Mama, she used to tell me, why don't the Yankees let somebody else win once in a while? I think God heard her prayer. But I love my mama. Thank you for all the blessings that we have. All these things we're reading about today, the centurion, the man with leper, the woman with the blood, the flowing blood. All these people ran into one person. Who did they run into? On that cross. The last one, the sinner, who was Jesus' first fruit. The first one to walk into paradise with Jesus. Today, you will be with me in paradise. The man on the cross called Him Lord. Called Him God. They knew. Even though the disciples, like you all, like I said, they ran away. You're not running away. So if you're not running away, then run closer this morning. Say, Lord, I want to lean on you more. Lord, I want to believe more. So whatever is separating me from that, help me. Show me. Give me a sign. Ask God for that. Pray like Jabez, the prayer of Jabez. Enlarge my territory. Bless me. I'm praying again this morning. Lord, bless these people. In Jesus' name I pray. He asked us, His people, to do this in remembrance of Him. It's simply in remembrance of what He did on that cross. I say simply, that wasn't simple. But He wants us to simply remember and acknowledge that. As He took the bread and He broke it, saying, this is my body being torn for you. They didn't understand. They didn't understand. Praise the Lord. But He did it for them. And He said, eat this bread and do this in remembrance of me in Jesus' name. I'll never be good enough to get in that book. I'll never be perfect. I'll never be like those men. I don't know how. Silly people. Your faith has made you well. Your faith is what heals you. Your faith is what heals you in this land today. What answers your prayers. Lord, forgive us for our iniquities of this week. Those things that separated us from you. The little and the small. You don't see little and small. You just see it and know it, Lord. It's real. So I ask you before we do this, Lord, to forgive us for our iniquities this week. Cleanse our heart and our spirit and our souls, Lord, so we can receive this sacrament of your blood for the remission of our sins, so we can be closer to you in Jesus' name. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Bless us. Bless this house. Bless these people. Our faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. The first time I read that, it moved me. It truly moved me. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The one I want to please the most. The one I let down the most. The one I sin in front of the most. The one I say things in front of the most that I shouldn't. Go places and do things. And my thoughts to drift away. Yet I love him. And my faith is in him. And I draw closer to him. Because he loves me. Help us, Lord. Heal our land, Lord, this year. The world sees that this land of ours is in turmoil. Let the world see that you're the healer of this land. Let it see that God heals this land. All the things that we're going through, Lord, we give it to you. We have our opinions and our ways and our ideas, Lord, but they're nothing. They're a mess compared to you and what you want to do, Lord, and what you can do. Lord, you see it. You know it. So if we think we see it, we know that you see whatever it is, Lord. So we stand behind you. We stand with you, Lord, and we just pray to you. Heal our land this morning. Heal our homes this morning. Heal our families this morning. Lord, we just call on you. In Jesus' name, amen. Give him praise, church. Why praise all the time, Lily? Because there's angels in heaven flying around God. You know what they're doing? They're praising him 24 hours. They just fly around praying. God loves the praise of his people. He loves the praise of his people. How many here are his people? Thank you, Lord. Okay, phew, that was good. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed putting that one together. There's so many other people in the Bible that you could look up and see whatever little thing they did, but we didn't know their name. I don't know the centurion's name, but he's in there. I don't know the woman at the well, but she's in there, and it was all about faith and believing. I want to be in volume 2. That's all I can tell you. I want to be in volume 2. Pray for my deacon, Sergio. Would you all pray for him? His team's got a big game today, and I'm sorry, but I want to pray for everything. I just pray for everything. I want my brother to be happy. I want my deacon to be happy. I want to pray for Elder Nancy today. I want everybody to pray with me today for a miracle with God. The miracle of miracles, because God knows that it's only God that can do, because man says things are impossible, but we believe God. Amen? So I pray for that. I pray for her all the time. I ask God, help me. Help me to pray more. But he just says, just pray. Just ask. Hallelujah. We pray for Brother Fred because he's living that too. He wants his wife to be healthy and whole. So we have to pray for him. He's going through, you know, just Nancy's not the only thing he's going through. I don't mean to pick on them in a sense, but I want you to know that we're all going through different things. When Fred's got other things. He's got a daughter and he's got other things. He's got a grandson he hasn't seen yet. So there's other, he's got job. Everybody has other things. So we need to pray for each other. In faith. Something happens in your life this week that's good. You just say, somebody prayed for me. Amen? That's what I'm believing for. Hallelujah.